This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. China has taken a verbal shot at Nancy Pelosi. The U.S. Speaker of the House said on Twitter that she has recently joined a virtual meeting hosted by Campaign for Uyghurs. That's a U.S.-based nonprofit organization. During the meeting, a group of Uyghur activists gave updates on the human rights abuses in Xinjiang. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin alleged that the relevant Uyghurs are anti-China separatists instead of religious figures. He went on to say that, quote, we firmly oppose the U.S. side, ignoring the tremendous efforts made by the local government of Xinjiang to protect human rights and promote employment for the Xinjiang people, and using the so-called human rights as an excuse to attack the Xinjiang policy and interfere in China's internal affairs. Turning the tables, he said the U.S. should instead face up to the long-standing problems of racial discrimination and violent law enforcement and take practical measures to improve the human rights situation at home. According to former residents and detainees, as well as experts and leaked government documents, people in the camps that China calls training centers have been subjected to torture, sterilization, and political indoctrination, in addition to forced labor as part of an assimilation campaign. Hundreds of Nigerian schoolgirls who were abducted last week from a boarding school in northwestern Zamfara state have been released. That according to the state's governor today. Zamfara state governor Bello Matuwalle announced that the 279 girls had been freed. Gunmen abducted the girls from the government girls' junior secondary school town on Friday in the latest in a series of mass kidnappings of students in the West African